This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To get rolling with another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell off today. Todd's back on Wednesday after a couple of days off. He deserves a little time off. I'm filling in for Chris Berg. He's taking some time off on TV as well. Tonight on Point of View, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us. Senator Tom Coburn as well. Talking about the Convention of the States, which passed on Friday. So North Dakota, now the 10th state to go along. There are now 10 out of what did we say needed? 34? So a little under a third of the way. That'll be tonight, 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. Check it out. Watch that for us. All right. We're trying to track down Roger Stone, our next guest, who is the author of the book, The Making of the President, 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. Chat with him a little bit about the man he knows well. First encouraged to run for president in 1988, I believe. So he's been around Donald Trump a long time, but also other presidents, too, so. We're trying to track him down, and then coming up a little later on this hour, we're going to focus in on the busy season coming up as spring hits. Farm safety, ranch safety, keeping you safe today. North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, and our sponsor today, North Dakota Farmers Union, talk about those all important issues. So stay tuned for all of that. Come up on the program. We call What's On Your Mind, and we'll get to it. I guess I get to some texts I didn't get a chance to get to last hour, and welcome others at 701-367-2054 while we're waiting, or give us a call at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, local number 258-0550, local as in 701-258-0550 works anywhere in the state. Call us on those numbers or text us at 701-367-2054. Someone piggybacking on our comments last hour, I guess we were talking to Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association about some wind meetings last week. And the listener says, yes, we get to look at those ugly wind towers all the way across our state. I guess that's one way to put coal out of business and get our electrical rates higher and give us something to look at while we're driving. You know, that is a view that seems to be growing in intensity from some North Dakotans. There clearly was some of that at the legislature early on. It was tamped down a little bit. But wind has definitely gotten into coal's market share. Wind currently has a production tax credit. It is being phased out, but they currently have that, so some people bristle at that a little bit. I have, personally, I look at a windmill and I don't see it as an eyesore, right? I see it as sort of just part of progress, but I guess if you had a sweeping landscape without it and went with it, you'd maybe pick the one without it, right? But I'm always amazed those are sort of the fair-haired things on our landscape. Whereas if you have oil and gas development, which honestly is busy and a little messy, and, you know, I like to look at it. It's, to me, it's progress. I love it when all that action's going on a drill site. But when they're done, when they leave, you have some pumpers. You know, those little pumpers are a lot smaller than a windmill. So, but the environmental community would look more favorably at the very large windmill than they would you know, a pumper. And by the way, you could look at machinery sheds or grain storage in sort of the same way. I don't. I just think it's all part of it. I don't, you know, nobody questions those, and they shouldn't, because they're a part of doing business. They're part of our livelihood. I mean, again, if you want just sweeping landscape without anything, power lines, you know, machinery sheds, oil and gas development, wind development, whatever, welcome to the Buffalo Commons. All right, what else? The Republican leadership, including Ryan, is at fault for not including conservatives from the beginning of the process and presenting a terrible bill that did not repeal Obamacare. It's not the fault of the Freedom Caucus, who simply were fighting for full repeal, which the establishment refused to do. The point of the resolution your last caller mentioned is that sites like Facebook and Google already have more access to your private information than ISPs, so this would be leveling, so this would level the playing field. He's talking about at HJ86 that somebody called about last hour, the FCC, which we promised we would ask Congressman Cramer or Senator Hoeven about. Another emailer, Obamacare will never be repealed now that the government has control of one-sixth of the economy. They've seen in the last 7 years how much money it brings in to be laundered by Washington. 7 years of Obama's care's tentacles reaching in, around, and through all aspects of health care. To many liberals and rhinos, they ain't going to relinquish their control. There's something to that. We heard that from the opponents of Obamacare at the time. Longer this goes, further they get this in, the tougher it will be to undo. We found that out, didn't we? Another texter says, why didn't Ryan bring the 2015 health care bill to vote on? I think they brought it before Obama because they knew it would be vetoed. Why didn't Ryan bring the 2015 health care bill to vote on? I think they brought it before Obama because they knew it would be vetoed. I guess you're talking about the previous effort to repeal and replace. Heard an answer for that, but I can't remember what it is. We'll actually ask Congressman Cramer that for you as well. Yeah, there you go. All right, and what else? 800-228-0550. Rev, we get to the off-air calls. Did we get this? Okay, got it. All right, so just making sure we're not forgetting anything here. And what's the status with Roger Stone? I hate stalling. I'd rather switch to something else. We're not going to. I'm waiting. And we have only a couple minutes left if we get them now, so I think we're better off just rescheduling that.
Yeah.
Why don't we reschedule Roger Stone? And we have more time to chat with him. We actually only had one segment for it today anyway, so it wasn't a lot of time. This guy worked for Nixon. He worked for Reagan. He's been a Trump confidant of sorts for a number of years. As I said, going back to 1988 when he urged him to run for president way back then. So, been around a long time. And I'm kind of curious how folks that aren't close to Trump expect him to react. We had a caller earlier say, hey, I voted for the guy because he's a fighter. So he's not about to stop now. I don't disagree. I think that there will be another strategy. There'll be something else that he'll be taking on. But it'll be kind of fun to see how he does it, right? Because what did he do? He ran saying we're going to drain the swamp. And the swamp won on Friday. Swamp's going to win again. You don't drain the swamp overnight. It's Washington, D.C. I'll go back to John Kasich. I don't quote John Kasich a lot or hop on his bandwagon a lot. But he's exactly right. Start calling out some of this stuff. Start calling out the swamp for what it is. And a lot of the reason the House is paralyzed is because of the dysfunction of the Senate. The 60-vote stuff. The 60-vote deal ought to go bye-bye. They've used it in a nefarious way too long. Don't you think? Over in the Senate? My mind just clear it out. Get rid of it. They're going to have to decide on this Gorsuch thing because they're already filibustering that right now. So they're going to have to decide and take that one on here pretty darn quick as well. If they want to get anything done, that is. All right. We're going to take a break and come back with our Safety Talk Radio and do one of my favorite segments of the month all year long. And we can just zero in on some key issues that can help save lives. Because I know if you actually pause a little bit, set aside the normal routine, get purposeful and a mission, you'll pick up enough good habits and tidbits that will save some lives today. Does it get any better than that? I don't think so. We'll do it next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Get inspired and have a fun-filled evening with the return of the Benham Brothers, the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota annual dessert. April 3rd in Bismarck and April 4th in Fargo. FPA of North Dakota, formerly NDFA, brings back David and Jason Benham, authors of their new book, Living Among Lions. Hear their exciting new message of conviction, courage, and humor. April 3rd at the Ramcota in Bismarck and April 4th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565. That's 701-214-5565.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On your mind, Monday edition of the program, 20 past the hour. Just a quick heads up here that tomorrow we will have the conversation with Carla Arndt. Carla is the wife of a sergeant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Allison Engelstad, her husband, is a Morton County Sheriff's Deputy. And Sharon Egan, whose husband serves in the North Dakota National Guard. And these three were the subject of some horrific harassment on the part of opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Can't even believe it. So look forward to that conversation tomorrow on the program. Also, I'll be Wednesday in Steele, North Dakota, at Pfeiffer's Auction Center of North America. At a big auction, you can check out the lineup at Pfeiffer's.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer will also join us for the weekly talk radio town hall. Then Friday, I'll be at the grand opening of the new law enforcement center for McKenzie County, Watford City. And that is in Watford City, obviously. And that'll be Friday on the program. So I look forward to that as well. And tonight, I'll be guest hosting for Chris Berg on Point of View with Chris Berg. That'll take place 6:30 tonight on KX4. You can watch it 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. I'm going to talk to Congressman Kevin Cramer about last week on the failed effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. We'll also talk with him about being at the White House. He'll be there this afternoon. I think the president is signing three or four bills that Congressman Cramer's had a hand in. So we'll catch up on that as well. And then we'll talk with Tom Coburn, the former senator from Oklahoma, whose life's mission now is to get 34 states to get their legislatures to agree on a convention of the states, which would radically return governance in this country back to what the Founding Fathers envisioned and the 10th Amendment. And the states would receive a lot of power. So anyway, it'd be true government reform. It'd be do a lot to drain the swamp, that's for sure. So we're going to talk to Tom Coburn about North Dakota becoming the 10th state. That happened Friday, work of the legislature, and what happens going forward. So it'll be a fun show tonight. Right now, it's time for Safety Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Safety Talk Radio is something we do once a month in conjunction with our friends of the North Dakota Safety Council, as well as WSI. This week, this month in our Safety Talk Radio, we also welcome the North Dakota Farmers Union because we are talking ag safety today on the program. And let me welcome to the program from the Safety Council, the North Dakota Safety Council, a safety consultant with them, Rick Hallerton. Rick, how are you? Nice to have you back.
I'm doing well. Good to be back, Scott. Thank you.
Also with us today is Brad Noel. Brad is with Farmers Union Insurance. He's an operations manager there. Brad, thanks for being here.
Hi, good morning, Scott. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, so here's what I promise our listeners today. If you just lean in a little bit, listen in a little bit, you're going to pick up a couple of tips along the way that as you go about a busy growing season, as you head into yet another a spring, a busy time when things are just go, 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 there might be a few things that you're going to have from today's conversation that'll stick with you, that'll keep you safe. And that's what we're here to do, keep you safe, keep you alive. And we're going to talk a little bit about this important topic today on the program. First of all, Brad, you obviously in the insurance world see the claims, so you know what you know what injuries are happening. Which ones are the most common? What are you seeing a lot of?
Well, in our in North Dakota, the most common claims that we see typically have to do with machinery, moving parts, whether it's an auger or PTO shaft, entanglements, limb injuries, stuff like that, where people end up, you know, just going too fast or you know, too used to the daily grind that happens on those farms, and somebody gets their hand caught in an auger. Those are the most typical. We see the grain bin injuries, the falls, the stuff like that, and then ATV, UTV injuries are pretty common as well.
Now, Rick, you're obviously, as a safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council, working with people in the industry as well. Which injuries do you see happening the most?
Well, we're not, of course, directly exposed to the farm necessarily through the Safety Council, although we try to keep up with that. My experiences have come off of I'm now retired from the local fire department, and just the responses that we've had going out into the farms on the accident scenes are what really are kind of profound for me and what sticks in my memory.
And you have told us about some of those stories before, and actually being there, being on the calls, I want you to tell us a little bit about that. And I also, maybe I'll start, Brad, with you. When you are visiting with a family about a claim, what kind of conversations do you have with the family members who have been injured? You know, in other words, oh, if I only had done this or that, or what kind of things do you hear?
know, the big thing that I hear almost every single time is, you know, we were running hard all day long and we were tired. And it was, you know, if I could have changed one thing, it would have been that I would have taken a little more care or maybe stopped an hour earlier. Fatigue is a huge driving factor in farm injuries. And that can happen over a period of one day, going 12, 14-hour days, or it can happen over a period of a month when people are going constantly to try to get that harvest done or try to get the crop planted. And fatigue is probably the number one thing that I hear when it comes to these injuries. And what people wish they'd done different was just slow down, take a break, and or maybe shut down just a little bit earlier if it's at all possible.
And, Rick, you mentioned earlier, you know, your wonderful efforts volunteering for a local fire department. And that's something, obviously, in your personal life that has led you to be part of this effort to keep people safe and driving your passion for safety in the ag industry. What, you know, how did that get to be every fiber of your being? Bring us inside what you've seen that motivates you to want to tell people a little bit more about how they can be safe.
Well, certainly growing up on the farm, I mean, I date myself, but it's, you know, 50 years ago, I was doing this stuff, but it wasn't, you know, the machinery was much smaller. The acreages that were being covered was much smaller, but the demands were very similar. And I'm not seeing, you know, you look at the statistics that Brad has given us and that he's going to talk about, and nothing much has changed. And, you know, the guarding issues, the people getting feet into augers and hands into augers and the grain bin incidents, they've been going along pretty steady for all that time. And you know, we're trying to get outreach to make sure that, as he said, just take a pause, you know, and the only thing that can alleviate fatigue is rest. And I get it. I mean, I've been involved in that. When it comes to spring, you've got to get the seeds in the ground. When it comes to fall, you've got to get the crop in, because that's the paydays. That's the big paydays, you know, and even now, with the farming the way it's going, spraying huge, you know, during the middle part. And so there's a lot of activities that are very time sensitive, and with the acreage to be covered has, I think, you know, that fatigue factor really plays in pretty deep.
All right, hold tight, gentlemen. More of our conversation when we come back. We'll talk about some specific hazards and steps to, you know, take to stay safe. That's the most important thing here, and give you some solutions as well. 80% of the ag incidents occur at dusk, and that isn't necessarily due to the fact that it's getting, you know, dark out, but rather to fatigue, you know, just worn out by the end of the day. So that goes back to some more things that Brad was saying as well. Stay tuned. More of our Safety Talk Radio will continue on What's On Your Mind after a short time out.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talking safety, we do it once a month. North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, come together and tackle a safety topic and try and give you a couple of tips. If you have a question or a comment for our experts, certainly welcome. We're visiting today with Rick Hallardson, who is the safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council, and also Brad Nold, who is an insurance operations manager for Farmers Union Insurance. Questions or comments, welcome. 800-228-0550 or text me. 701-367-2054. Before I go into some specific hazards and steps to take to stay safe, I think it, you know, wakes us all up a little bit to understand, you know, some things that have happened that have been seen. And Rick, you've been on these calls before. As you sit here today, are any particular ones that stand out as we talk about this subject?
Yeah, there's a couple of them that, of course, always pop into mind and live with you. One particular person was actually very fortunate. He was wearing a really good quality work boot and got his foot entangled in a grain auger. The belts appeared to be loose enough so that when he got caught, it did not drag him in and cut his foot off or anything. It actually stalled the auger out, and he had somebody close by that could shut things down, and we had to come and do some moving of metal and extrication because he was jammed in there, but got by pretty easy with the injury. The other one was actually of note was a grain bin entry on a farm that had a big mechanical sweep in it, and the sweep was not locked out at the time, and combination of flowing grain came down upon the person and the grain clean out, and it actually took his leg off up to the knee, and he survived. We got him packaged and got him on a helicopter and got him into the emergency room in time. But it's a hugely devastating thing for families when things like this happen, and you know, we're in a hurry. I get that, and we're dedicating our time to trying to get everything done on the farm, but especially if it's a principal or somebody that's key in providing labor on that farm, if they go to the hospital for 3 or 4 weeks, production comes to kind of a screeching halt and things get to have problems there too. So it's something just to make sure we keep it in our minds and trying to keep safe every minute of every day.
Yeah, that is a good wake-up call. Anything you want to add to that, Brad?
Yeah, you know, I think Rick did a great, you know, great job of describing that kind of stuff. We see that too. And to one of the points he touched on, you know, you talk about the principal being injured and how devastating that can be to an operation. But when you start looking at employees that are involved, it's good to monitor your employees, make sure that they're, you know, that they're operating themselves in, you know, with full capacity, and kids too. A lot of producers have kids on the farm, And sometimes we take for granted that our kids are helping us out and they know what they're doing, but it's good to monitor both employees and kids to make sure something like this doesn't happen.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's talk about some of these specific hazards. We've touched on a few of them, but I want to go through them each one and then talk about some steps to take to stay safe. One is the machinery injuries that we started with. What do you suggest there? What is job one? Rick, you go first.
Well, certainly guarding, and I know that, you know, guarding can reach extremes. Guarding can sometimes get in the way, but there's things that you can do to assist yourself in that too. And sometimes it's only a small drawback as far as volumes and flows and so forth, and you can still have a good guarding system. Operating without them at all is where you get into trouble a lot of times. Yes, you're aware of that hazard and, you know, you see it, and yet after a number of weeks, you know, that you're pounding away and again, fatigue a little bit and complacency all comes into it, and we kind of lose sight. Sometimes it's very easy to do that. And if there's something in the open that can grab, pinch, cut, entangle, whatever, it has to have some guarding on it. It has to have some way of keeping people aware of not getting entangled in that, because that's sudden and catastrophic most of the time.
Anything as you're looking at the operations that you recommend on that front, Brad?
Yeah, you know, I think the big thing is anytime you've got a problem with something, we hear stories, or we've had stories of people that have augers jam, piece of equipment has a problem, shut the machine down to clean that out. We've had people that have just, you know, wanted to kick the thing and hopefully it takes off, and then their legs caught in the auger. And, you know, shut it down to do maintenance on it. If you have a jam, make sure you kill everything and shut it down so that we don't, you know, you don't get accidentally caught trying to do something like that.
All right, let's go to the next one, grain bin safety. Obviously, entering a grain bin can be a challenge, but there's also fall hazards as well. So what do we have there in the way of steps to keep everybody safe when it pertains to coming in and out of a grain bin?
Well, certainly the fall protection. A lot of times there's not even maybe a bare minimum of protection for ladders and stuff. It's getting better. I've noticed the newer bins on the farm are doing a better job, although there are times in a transition or when you're opening a lid or something, you know, if you just think about it, and if there's anything you can do to add something to, or even buy some fall protection. I mean, it's so available out there now, and it's not overly expensive. And you can get help with the design of it from any distributor. Many of them will, common distributors will sell those now. And then the engulfments, you know, that's just, again, Brad's words about shutting things down and keeping them shut down. You know, in the industry, in construction, we call it lockout, tagout, and there's certain farm, ag industry businesses that are under it also, but maybe, you know, not doing the full program. And that is oh so important that, you know, you don't start engaging when things are moving in there and the grain could potentially move, because it's, you think you can pull your legs out of it or you think you can get out of it, and you just can't. It happens so fast. And we have so many testimonies. We had a woman that came in and testified or give her testimony at our conference this year about her losing her husband to a grain bin incident. And it's so sobering and so grounding that, you know, we can't ask enough to just shut things down, leave them shut down until you get things handled, and then go back to starting things up.
All right. Anything that you want to add to that, Brad?
No, I think Rick nailed it. Lockout, tagout's a huge deal. Can't stress enough. There's been testing done on this. Rick's right. You get into one of those bins, that engulfment's going to take a matter of minutes. It happens so fast. So make sure you're locked out and tagged out, and, you know, don't underestimate the power of that moving grain, because it's powerful.
Well, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about some of the insurance statistics on where the accidents were happening, ATVs and UTVs, and the safety there. Start again, Rick, with you, with some hazards, but also some prevention.
Well, certainly speed enters into it, because the faster you go, the harder it is to stay in control. And they're not, I mean, even a standard ATV, and I recreate with these things a lot, and I know that, you know, as long as your speeds are down, you got a pretty good margin of error and you can control things pretty well. As the speeds go up, balances change. The way they, you know, if they ever lift out a off a ground, if you're used to driving a dirt bike or something and you switch to an ATV, they don't handle the same. And that's where I see people getting in trouble. And when they hit a bump they didn't know was there, the suspension launches somebody. You know, Brad Statt says that, you know, most of the injuries are on the passenger side. Well, that's because, you know, a lot of these aren't designed for people holding on, under, especially under high speeds, and we have to think about that. If you know, just keep things in control, and even if you're in a hurry.
So speed is the big thing, Brad. Anything else?
Yeah, you know, it's really important to pay attention to the weight balance on top of an ATV. You know, like Rick said, you put a passenger on the back of it, the handling changes. Most ATVs, as we know them, four wheelers, are not designed for use on paved roads. So if you're going to use it on a paved road, really keep your weight, your speed down. And then the key thing we can't preach enough is accidents are going to happen. Minimize the amount of damage. Wear a helmet. Even if it's just a quick run to the other side of the yard, wear a helmet. You never know when you're going to hit that hole and get ejected from the vehicle, and protect yourself with safety equipment.
Yeah, I have a friend that lost the son that way, just, you know, running supplies back and forth and just hit the rut and it flipped. So it can happen very quick. Good advice from these two gentlemen on that. And then we talked about earlier fatigue being such a big factor. I mean, that's really amazing. 80% of ag incidents occur at dusk, and not due to the fact that the, you know, light is leaving us for the day, but rather to fatigue being the root cause of that. So that brings hazards across the board, right? I mean, that can do it everywhere. How do you, you know, what advice do you have for people to recognize when they're getting fatigued, and what should they do? Brad, let's start with you on that one.
Well, you know, fatigue does go across the board. It's a great point. We can talk about just about any type of injury. Most of our electrocutions happen towards the end of the day. Sprayer boom catches an overhead power line, something like that. So, I mean, you know, each person's different, but we're all human. And as we tire, as we start to, you know, our bodies tell us that we're done for the day. Sometimes the farm industry doesn't allow for us to be done for the day. And that's where I think it really just becomes the idea, you know, the idea has to be that I have to be even more careful because I know I'm starting to get tired until I can shut down for the day.
We'll talk about some more solutions here in a minute. With our guests as well. And before we do that, I want to have you grab a pen, and I'm going to give you a couple of websites with that are loaded up with good resources here, okay? And I'll read them one more time before the end of the hour, too, but I'll give them to you right now, and then if you can jot those down. And when we come back in our final segment here, we'll just talk a little bit about kind of a final run-through on some solutions and things that you can do as we go throughout the way. The website for the North Dakota Safety Council, right on the homepage, there is a story with links to all sorts of resources and tip sheets on agriculture hazards, heat stress, ATV safety. That's ndsc.org, just for North Dakota Safety Council. ndsc.org is that one. The National Farmers Union website has videos and safety tips as well. And that one you can find at nfu.org for National Farmers Union /farm safety. Okay. And then there's, of course, WSI's video library. They have a whole section, I guess, on grain handling safety that is really good. You can find that at ndgov/WSI, and then also a toolbox on agriculture safety. A number of links also on that site to all kinds of resources. You'll find that at workforcesafety.com. Workforcesafety.com. It's in the employer's safety section. You'll find the toolbox on agriculture there. So, some good resources. I'll give you those one more time before we're done. When we come back, a final round of solutions with our guests on What's on Your Mind, Safety Talk Radio.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Wholesale pricing on used ag equipment that comes with added value, such as warranty and a money-back guarantee, is Titan Outlet. That's right. They take pride in providing world-class, thoroughly inspected used agricultural equipment at outlet prices. Check them out online at TitanOutletStore.com. Give them a call or stop and see them. Minnesota Exit 6 in Glendon. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. That's what they do. Their telephone number is 218-233-3700. You want the Scott special? It's 11% off the already low price. I kid you not. The 2011 Case IH Magnum 290, right now valued at $124,618. qualifies for the Titan 12-month, 500-hour warranty we were just talking about. So 10% down gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tracker, a great return on investment. Treads are looking great, too. Tires are looking good. So it's a good deal. 11% off. You tell them Scott sent you. Give them a call right now, 218-233-3700, or browse a little. Browse at TitanOutletStore.com. All right, our final segment of Safety Talk Radio today on What's on Your Mind. Rick Hallertson, safety consultant, North Dakota Safety Council's here. Brad Noll, insurance operations manager for Farmers Union Insurance. We're going to end with solutions. Want to give you some real takeaways here to prevent everything we've talked about in the way of possible peril here. So, kids, conversations, you know, talking about the dangers and the ways to stay safe. I mean, the dialogue's really important, isn't it, Rick?
Absolutely, and not only the dialogue, but you've got to be sincere. I mean, you can talk, especially to young people, about, you know, the safety problems and what to look for. And now let's get out there and get this done. Well, the last thing they heard was let's get out there and get this done, and then kind of the safety stuff goes away. So it's something that has to be stressed, and information is ultimate power, and making sure good information is utilized when you're doing the talk and preparing your whether it's your hired people or yourself on the farm. Knowledge is that power that we need. One particular example that popped up to me when Brad talked about power line strikes. Knowledge about minimum approach distances, depending on the intensity of the power in those overhead lines. You don't necessarily have to hit them to take an electrical strike. You can be within 10, 15 feet, depending on what the voltage is. So be informed about what kind of power sources are actually around your area that you're dragging things through and underneath, and where you're actually at, so that you know and that all your people know. Those kind of things are invaluable, and they can draw that stuff off of the websites that you've named, and just be informed and inform people is the big thing.
The most farm-related injuries happen in two demographics, people between ages 50 and 60, obviously with experience, but what happens? You just sort of just become complacent about it, which leads to injuries. The other demographic is under 25, and that'd be inexperience. So there again, that comes back to that effort to keep safety top of mind and keep complacency at bay. Anything you suggest to your clients, Brad, on this?
Yeah, you know, you just talked about the demographics, and you're right. Inexperience in that under 25 age group is a problem. But, you know, when it comes to, as a principal, you know, and I don't mean to be preachy, but practice what you preach here. You know, I've heard a lot of people say to me, kids, maybe an employee who's just in his first year working on the farm says, well, I watched the principal do it that way three or four times and he never had a problem. And then now I have this problem. So the conversation's a great place to start, but then follow through with your actions, because kids, newer employees, they're watching what you do.
Take training, put hired help through training, hold safety meetings. And this is where the Safety Council is an incredible resource. And really gives you a lot of tools to make that, you know, not a start from scratch deal. Just hand you the blueprint and the kit. What would you say about that, Rick?
Absolutely. We can provide information. You know, we can provide, we've co-opted with several farm groups and done some presentations on some of their annual meetings and so forth. And we're happy to work with organizations to do that. So if there is even a local farm group that is available and wants some input and some trainings, we can tailor stuff for them. And hardware, you know, we can provide suggestions. We're not out to push one person's brand or in one company, but we know some companies that are great, and most industry companies that farmers are dealing with now will have the different things available. You can get a lockout kit that's very small and specific. You can get fall protection in a bucket. It's like a 5-gallon bucket. It's got everything you need to keep you safe on a grain bin. Sands, maybe you'd have to have some attachment points help with that they can help with too. Respiratory protection for grain bins. You know, chemical pneumonia is another one that's so bad from molds and stuff in the bins, and all of that stuff is readily available technology. technology is just come to our rescue. There's so many things that are so easy to use now and protect so well, and we can help provide some tips and some guidance there too.
Same on lockout kits, as you mentioned, the grain bin safety we talked about, but one of those that both of you have talked about being more and more prevalent. A lot of resources right here and more online. NDSC.org is the North Dakota Safety Council website, NDSC.org. Farmers Union website also has the same. National Farmers Union, it's actually NFU.org/farm safety and workforce safety and insurance as well at workforcesafety.com. Video library and grain handling safety and toolbox and ag safety. So a lot of good resources here. Gentlemen, thanks for the time today. Good stuff. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Always love dedicating our airtime to things that can save lives and help prevent injuries. Keep you cranking. Brad Noel from Farmers Union Insurance, Rick Hallerton from the North Dakota Safety Council. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the O'Halls and game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about O'Halls. And they'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey. Air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.